Now we'll turn to some letters to the evening news. A very mixed bag this week. The newspaper has carried stories recently about the increased incident of thefts of lead from church roofs. Heather Spratling of Skull offers a comment when she says, "Many letters to this paper over the years have suggested that churches do not replace their vandalised roofs with lead. It makes such good sense. Why do not the powers that be take notice? I go further and suggest that churches whose roofs have not been vandalised should sell the lead themselves and re-roof with something valueless to thieves, which would probably be a better insulator. Perhaps they could even top with solar panels to heat and light the church. I can see arms and eyes raised in bewildered protest. But remember, this is 2017. Some changes can be for the good. Come on, East Anglia, take the lead."
June Wilson of Norwich has what many might think is a topical complaint about the increased use of machines, particularly in retail, rather than human beings. "I'm becoming very concerned about the number of machines we are expected to use. In Poundland in Anglia Square, one has to use a machine to pay for one's purchases. Also in the post office on St Stephen's, if one does not want to wait in a queue, you have to get a machine to get stamps. There are other establishments who use machines for their customers to pay, supermarkets, etc. One day there just won't be any personal service, only machines. Using machines causes unemployment, and many over 60s will find this automation difficult. When one gets older, technical things get beyond us. I feel this situation is very worrying. There will be more machines with more unemployment."
Letters are often complaints, so it's encouraging to read a thank you from Jean Pond of Norwich for a great city festival. She writes, "As a Norwich citizen, immensely proud of our great city and all that it contains, I would like to say a very special thank you to all in Norwich Historic Churches Trust who have worked so hard to make the first special Flintspiration Festival for the young and old alike. May it be the first of many to follow. Over the weekend, the streets of our city have been awash with Norwich people and visitors alike, armed with the Flintspiration brochure, enjoying the wonderful churches, as in indeed everything else. From a historical point, it has been great that the connection between church and Morris dancers, which has spanned several centuries, still continues. It's great to see outside churches the Morris dancers performing. In spite of the rain, early on May Day morning, it has been a wonderful festival. Again, many thanks to the Norwich's Historic Churches Trust and to our forefathers responsible for building so many beautiful churches in our fine city."
Lastly, R. Watson of Norwich is a protagonist for payment of higher taxes in order to get better services. "Why are we so uptight about taxes? It is well documented that the happiest people on earth are the Scandinavians, the Danes at the top and the Swedes a close second. This contented state is attributed to the fact that whilst they pay a level of taxation which would make our eyes water, their welfare system is the best there is. They feel totally secure from cradle to grave."